Remember the story of the refugee Tamil family who were living in central Queensland but were last year removed by authorities and taken to Christmas Island? It was such a big story at the time. Their community was desperate for them to be allowed to stay. Both of the kids were born in Australia, but the Department of Home Affairs insisted they be removed because the parents had overstayed their visas. Well, next Friday, the High Court will consider new evidence which could provide the family an opportunity to remain in Australia. And amazingly, given all the media attention and interest that surrounded their case, they have had just two visitors since they went into detention on Christmas Island. We have one of them in the studios with me this morning. His name is Joe Leach. He is a musician. He goes by Joe Reed. And he played a gig on Christmas Island a few weeks back. Good morning, Joe.
Hello, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming into the studios. Tell me about the moment you met them.
Well, I was booked to play Christmas Island and I was very excited about that. Of course I was. The first thing that went into my mind is that I've been supporting their cause for some years. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to maybe take them some presents and, you know, say hello. Actually, wasn't sure that I would be able to say hello, but I discovered that anyone can actually visit someone in detention, and it's a really wonderful thing to do. You apply to the relevant department, you email them and they send you a form, you fill out the form, and provided the person in detention approves it and you pass the security checks, then you're allowed to visit.
I wonder how they would have felt when they received that form, when they received notification that they had a person from Perth that wanted to visit them.
Well, yeah, I actually got their contact through Angela Fredericks, who runs their campaign on Change, and that was change.org, and that was my first contact with their case.
Wow. So they approved you. You made the journey there, which I understand involves two flights and...
It's a long journey, and it actually, Christmas Island is a wonderful place. One of the wonderful things about it is it's protected from being overwhelmed by tourism just by its remoteness. It actually costs more to fly return to Christmas Island from Perth than it does to return to London. So it's an incredibly unspoilt and beautiful place. So I actually got taken up to where the detention centre is up on top of the hill, and I was feeling obviously really quite nervous. And when I first set eyes on them, actually it was heartbreaking. It's dehumanising to see a family walking with guards surrounding them, you know, a short 50-metre walk to the recreation centre. Now, they're allowed to go there once a week, and so I was a bit nervous about it.
Why were you nervous?
I guess because I didn't know what to expect. After someone's been held in isolation under really cruel and inhumane conditions for such a long time, I didn't know what to expect. And what actually happened was they came in and they were just so super kind and lovely. The two little kids were playing together and they'd made a cake for me, a small cake.
Did they?
Yeah, and even with the sort of really meagre conditions that they've got access to, a very small kitchen and not very much in the way of ingredients, I will never forget the hospitality and the flavour of that beautiful cake that Nadia's made. So thank you, Nadia, for that.
What did they make? What kind of cake?
It was a little sponge cake, and it was quite plain, but it just tasted lovely. It had love in it.
What do you say to a family that you've been following for so long? They don't know you, you don't know them, but you've heard so much. What were your first words to them?
Yeah, well, that was one of the things that I was concerned about, was what, you know, how's the conversation going to go? But actually what happened, Priya sat down and suddenly words just tumbled out from her. And they were really lovely, hospitable people, but when she started talking about her experience, which the trauma and an experience like this is a lifelong trauma you carry with you. She started to, you know, break a little bit, and it was very hard for her.
What did you do in that moment when she was sharing with
I
you?
I let her talk and I listened. I just really actively listened to what she had to say and just, you know, just felt a mutual presence of being human and together, which is something that they've been deprived of. Because if you think about it, you know, it's one thing to take people who are innocent, completely innocent, no charges, no criminal, nothing, and detain them. But it's another thing to detain them on a really isolated island and keep them in a tiny little place with two little children surrounded by razor wire. 109 staff, 109 full-time paid staff staring at them all of the time. That's actually serious cruelty. And when I discovered that they sleep in the same bed together because they're not given beds, that their floor collapsed because it was so badly maintained, I just felt, well, no one treats people like this. Who makes the decision that they're going to sleep in one bed? No, you wouldn't do that to a murderer or dogs, you know, let alone human beings. So
it's 23 minutes past seven. If you've just tuned in and you're wondering who you're hearing, this is the voice of Joe Leitch.
Thank you.
Or Joe Reid, musician, who went to Christmas Island. He was one of the two only visitors that the Tamil family have received in their time there. They've been there since October. As you mentioned, you've been following their story very closely. This week, it'll all go to the High Court. There's a two-day hearing. It starts on Friday. New evidence will be presented. What is that exactly?
So the original processing for Priya Nadis and Kopika was using the fast track system, and that decision is made by one person, and depending on the circumstances, the legal representation might not be complete, the story that they're given may not be complete, and as I understand it, their parents have been had knocks on the door from authorities in Sri Lanka, and the situation in Sri Lanka is incredibly volatile. Nobody gets on a boat and travels, you know, across the ocean unless they're fleeing something that is, you know, absolutely terrifying. So I understand that those elements to the case and perhaps some other elements haven't been brought forward yet, so...
How did you say goodbye to them? How long were you there for with them?
I was there with them for about an hour. And, we said goodbye with a hug. And I have to say, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget my experience of meeting them. I would say to anyone, if you have time... Visit someone in detention, visit a refugee, because the little bit of love you get put out is just a thousandfold back. It's life-changing and it's wonderful, and I feel like I've got friends for life with them.
You will follow their story, I'm sure. What do you think is going to happen on Friday?
I couldn't predict that. I've no idea. I just obviously wish them all the best, and I would really implore anyone who's moved or touched by the humanity of this story to get on the petition on change.org. I think there's over 250,000 signatures. Get on there and let our government know that this isn't acceptable treatment.
Joe, it was really nice of you to come in this morning and to share your experience with us.
Thank you.
We'll see how it goes.
Nice one. Thanks, Christine.
That's Joe Leitch, a musician who went to Christmas Island just before it was hit by those with coronavirus. He met the high-profile Tamil family who are still awaiting a verdict as to whether they can permanently settle in their Queensland homes. So as you heard, the High Court hearing will take place on Friday, and we will keep you posted on the outcome. Some text coming in from you, 0437 922 720. This from Shane: 109 staff, a father, mother and two children wanted by this country. Peter Dutton, Scott Morrison, hang your heads in shame. Mary has said, why have they been squeezed into just one room? It seems harsh. And we just don't know. So we'll wait and see what happens. And of course, you'll get the latest in ABC News.